Welcome to Transformation with Martinet. Martinet Emmons is a transformational life coach who broke free from childhood abuse, sexual trauma, and overcame cancer to become a powerful force of healing and hope for others. Martinet describes traumatic events as fierce emotional tsunamis. They can leave impending doom and destructive tidal waves of emotions that hit you when you least expect it. Martinet helps her clients dive into the depths of their trauma and pain as she stands fiercely advocating for them to shine a light on those experiences and find the lesson in the pain. She serves as a beacon of hope that guides you to see the strength, lessons, and purpose that can be born from the pain. You can feel alive with purpose again when you awaken your dormant strength, step into your power with a sense of peace, and discover a new wave of hope with the right tools and support. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation to inspire you to find hope and to see that there is a beautiful blue ocean of serenity, happiness, and fulfillment in your future. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Transformation with Martinet. This is where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. I'm so excited. For those of you that don't know, my show is every Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And my show is about overcoming. And the guests that I invite on the show have a story of transformation and resilience. And I firmly believe that everyone can get back up from anything. It doesn't matter what you've been through. I am proof and my guests are proof. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce my guest, Katie Hadley. And I will let her do the formal introduction. But she is all about mental health and combining physical and mental health together. And I firmly agree with her that you've got to have balance. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored and grateful to be here today and speak with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. So what led you into, what is your story that brought you to, knowing you needed to make some changes, knowing that you needed to do something for your overall health in every way?
Yeah. Do you want the short version or the long version?
Go for it. Let us hear it. I think it's very important for people, especially right now.
Yeah. Oh, we all could use a little extra mental health support right now.
Yeah.
My journey really started very young in elementary school. I dealt with anxiety as most kids or many kids do. Yeah. But I was also having gut issues. And I kind of say issues because they were a little bit nondescript. It was just kind of aches and pains. And the doctor just always told my parents, you know, it's related to her anxiety. Have her manage her anxiety. Here are some different strategies, you know, related to helping with that. And to be honest, it wasn't really that helpful. And that continued into my preteen years. At 12 years old, I was diagnosed with major depressive disorder, pretty severe anxiety. And at that point, I started abusing myself. I was cutting myself. I started drinking alcohol shortly thereafter, and some drugs came into the picture. And meanwhile, the gut issues got worse. I was getting chronic infections. Always had a stomach ache, always had pain and fatigue and insomnia. And I was just kind of a mess, to be honest.
That's awful. That's awful.
It was a lot. And you know, when you're that young, I think sometimes we diminish the struggles of young people and say, oh, you know, things will get better. Just get through middle school. Like, you're okay. You're not really dealing with that much, right? How much are you really dealing with?
Right.
It's not that people in my life weren't supportive. I just don't think they really understood the severity of what I was struggling with. And, you know, no one else that my family knew had teenagers that were cutting themselves. So that was new. And so there was a lot of question of, is this for attention? What's happening? What is this thing? Right. It was kind of just becoming onto more of the mainstream. So it was kind of new in that way. And so my parents, you know, they got me set up with a therapist and a psychiatrist. So I was put on medication at 13 and given some tools by my therapist. Meanwhile, I was kept being told, we don't know what's wrong with your gut. We don't know why you keep getting infection. Keep taking antibiotics and try to manage that. And so my mental health care and my physical health care were very separated in this way. And it wasn't until I think I was 16, it was right after a suicide attempt, that my therapist told me, she recommended me a book, actually, about nutrition for mental health. And I thought this was a little bit woo-woo, to be honest. I was like, I've never heard of this. I've been dealing with this for a while at this point. No one's ever mentioned this. Does this have any validity to it? And so I opened the book, and I had this strong sense or feeling of just empowerment. Like, oh,
that's great.
Okay. So I've been told my whole life, there's a chemical imbalance in my brain. My whole life is going to be like this, you know, in terms of the mental health piece. There's nothing I can really do. But now I'm realizing that there are strategies, there are things I can do. And that was so empowering. And I wouldn't say it was like a moment where I was like, okay, here we go. But it looking back, that was a really, really pivotal moment where I started really trying to dig into the research. I mean, at 16, whatever I could do to try to, to try to understand nutrition, and then came into the picture how exercise can help. And that sort of started my journey into the fitness industry. And unfortunately, that became sort of a toxic environment where there's a lot of messaging around dieting. And, you know, as women, what your body should look like and not eating this and not eating that. And, oh, if you're hungry, you know, don't listen to that. Drink a protein shake or drink more water. So it was instead of going into the health industry, I went into the fitness industry unknowingly. And I'm not saying the fitness industry overall is toxic, but for me, the environment that I was in, it had a negative influence on me. So it was kind of pros and cons. Like, I was moving my body, which was helpful. And I, you know, was bringing awareness to what I was putting in my body with nutrition. But my relationship with it was very troubled. And so I worked in the fitness industry. I was a personal trainer and a health coach. And eventually I cut ties with that. And I went back to school to study nutrition and to study functional medicine, which is looking at the root causes of our symptoms, and really moved more into the health, in, you know, health field, health care. And during that time, I myself worked with a functional medicine provider, and I found all those years I had been told, there's nothing wrong with your gut. There's nothing wrong with your stomach. I had parasites. I had intestinal permeability. I had small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. I mean, it was a mess. All those antibiotics, all those infections, right? It was all coming together. And we know that the gut and brain are connected. So of course my mental health was suffering. I had nutritional deficiencies, vitamin deficiencies, and it was kind of validating in a way to be like, I'm not crazy. There are things to explain it. There are reasons why I needed more than just the therapy, because my body was out of balance. And so now in my own practice, supporting folks with their nutrition and their lifestyle, I have such a heavy emphasis on the mental health piece, because for folks who, you know, like me, who are being told, you know, just deal with it, you're going to live with your symptoms forever, whether it's your gut or inflammation or mental health. There's more to the story because of that mind-body connection.
Yeah, that's a really powerful story. And I'm just thinking about even a couple guests, and one that was recently on here. She's only 25 years old, and she started in a, I mean, she was raised in a very loving home, and they took her to therapists too. They took, but she had such severe anxiety, and nobody really could give her any tools. So she started researching and doing her own thing. And now she helps people with anxiety, which is beautiful. So when you were talking about like cutting yourself, and in your mind, were you just thinking, God, I just don't want to feel this for a while? Or like, what was going on? Because I've heard this a lot.
I think about this a lot. it's kind of a strange place to be in, to be honest, to look back now and see myself as almost a different person and mm-hmm. to remember what that was like mm-hmm. to be in that place. And when it comes to the self-harm, I had a lot of, I think there were a couple aspects to it. So one was that cutting myself was a kind of a release in terms of the mm-hmm. emotional and mental pain that I was in. Right. And it was kind of this transformation from mental health or from mental pain to physical pain. And it mm-hmm. almost drew drew some of the mm-hmm. mental pain to a physical aspect.
Yep.
And for me, dealing with physical pain was so much easier than dealing with the mental anguish that I was under.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was one aspect of it. The other aspect was there were just so many changes going on in my life at that time. And I did experience some trauma during those years. Mm-hmm. And I think I had a lot of guilt that I was kind of harboring internally that I couldn't really share with anyone because that trauma wasn't well known. Mm-hmm. And so it was almost, I think, in some strange way, like a form of punishing myself for whatever guilt I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of all of these aspects coming in together, and maybe also just some kind of expression of the pain that I was feeling from being told many times, like, you're fine, you're a teenager, like, deal with it. And it was like, no, like, this is real. I know you can't see my mental pain, but you can see my physical pain. And so maybe that was another layer to it.
Yeah, you know, it really is like, my mind's going to a couple things right now, but there are people that suffer from, you know, different autoimmune, and they look perfectly normal,
right.
but they don't feel that way. Right. They're in physical pain, fibromyalgia, for example, these different ailments that people just don't understand. And I work with a lot of young people in my coaching practice as well. And a lot of them like, you know, my parents just don't understand. I'm depressed. I'm this, I'm that. And my parents just tell me like, well, gosh, what do you got to worry about right now? You have no responsibilities. But they don't know what's going on inside. And I have, you know, I fully admit I haven't always understood that, especially in times of busyness with my own kids, like asking for something. It's like, well, let's just do this and, you know, let's move on. And that's so wrong. Cause I think about that right now, like, gosh, I never meant to dismiss. But sometimes we get so caught up, and I think that's the way it is with parents. Sometimes you're just so caught up in life.
Sure.
Just to sit back and look like, oh gosh, well, my kid has experienced this or that. We're going to take a break, but I'd really like to discuss a little bit more about that with your story and just about young people overall and the support and, you know, COVID and just all these different things that have been going on that have made life so much harder.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. So we'll be back, everyone, with more talk on fitness and health, on autoimmune disorders, and just things that can go wrong with the body and ways that we actually can heal and fix things. So we'll be right back, everyone. Thank you.
Are you a caregiver who has given everything you have to your loved one and has nothing left for yourself? If you find that you're often feeling drained, overwhelmed, exhausted, angry, and burnt out, then you are in the right place. Debbie Weiss has been a caregiver for over 40 years. She experienced those same emotions until she discovered that she had a secret power. She can help you do the same. For more information, visit caregiversupportsquad.com.
Have you been wondering if this is all there is for you? Feeling the pull that there has to be more? Knowing that you were meant for something big? That is the beginning of your spirit awakening. Your soul is ready to blossom into its truth. Learn how to access your inner priestess with Jamie Hearn, who loves guiding women on the process to becoming exactly who they are. Visit jamiehearn.com. That's J-A-M-I-H-E-A-R-N.com.
Do you want to look as good as you feel? In addition to hormone replacement and preventative medicine, Dr. Nishath Hakim offers aesthetic services like Botox, microneedling, and filters. Call Prosperity Health at 248-997-4242 to get a $50 gift card toward your aesthetic treatment. Or visit prosperityhealthmi.com. Did you know that you hold the greatest truths in your body? Are you ready to feel more confident, claim your desire, and speak it out loud? Are you ready to increase your capacity for pleasure? Yes! The Rediscovering My Body coaching program is for you. Tara Galliano has been transforming women's sexual lives for over 2 decades as a sex therapist. Let her help you. Visit rediscoveringmybody.com. That's rediscoveringmybody.com. To the beautiful soul who is sick and tired of not being the fullest expression of herself. She who is disconnected from herself, her body, her voice, and her power. She's overwhelmed and exhausted from trying to be everything for everyone except for herself. If you hear these words and they stir something within you, then this is for you, beautiful soul. It is time to come home to yourself. Sandra Suarez Dominguez can guide you there. Visit luminousinnerwisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet. This is where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Katie Hadley, and we've been talking about nutrition, health, things that go wrong in the body, and mental issues that happen with it. I know for myself that everything is better for me if I get myself moving every morning, if I take time for meditation every morning, if I give the first part of the day to my well-being. Have you found that too, Katie, in your
Absolutely.
Healing process?
Yes, yes. I mean, when we think about movement, I was talking with someone actually yesterday, and she was saying, you know, I feel so much better when I move. Maybe it's all in my head. And I was like, yeah, it is in your head, because it literally changes your brain chemistry. Like, there are right. literal changes in the neurotransmitter pathways yeah. when you move your body. Mm-hmm. And we shift from a more pro-inflammatory state when we're sitting right. and not moving to mm-hmm. a less inflammatory state. And again, it's just all of these changes. So yes, it is in your head, but that's valid. That's a valid part of being a human being, because right. your mind and your brain, right, it's connected to the body. So mm-hmm. definitely see that with movement. Oh my gosh, sleep. Let's talk yes. about major lifestyle impacts. I don't know about right. you, but when I don't get a good night's sleep, mm-hmm. everything is so hard the next day. Like, everything, just mountains out of molehills.
Yeah.
But again, the research supports that, because mm-hmm. when we sleep, the brain literally gets like a bath of fluid, and it helps to restore and regenerate, and of course, learning oh, yeah. and memory and all of those things. And mm-hmm. so of course that impacts our mental health. But I love what you said about setting aside just a time in the morning, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. the days get crazy, and it's so easy to deprioritize our health when yeah. we have everything else scheduled. So if you can set aside that little piece of time in the morning, that can become so sacred and so beneficial.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's like, you know, for a while you may struggle a little bit, you know, I don't know about everybody out there, or even you, Katie, but it's like, for a while it was just like, oh God, but I have this to do, and I have this to do, and this client's counting on me, and whatever. And it's like, you know, I'm going to do a lot better for them if I take this time. So once you discipline yourself to do it, get your butt out there, get moving, meditate, focus on yourself. After you start doing that for a while, it isn't even a discipline anymore. It's an absolute desire that you can't do without.
Right. Man, when I think about myself as 15 and not mm-hmm. exercising and not eating well and not sleeping well, yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, if I lived that lifestyle today, I would be a mess. Of course I was right. struggling. Of course. Right. And then it feeds into it, because all of those things have a negative impact on your mental health. And mm-hmm. then when you're feeling depressed and you're feeling fatigued and anxious, it's harder to eat well. It's harder to yep. sleep well. It's harder yep. to get moving and to meditate, right? All mm-hmm. of those things. And then yeah. it becomes a vicious cycle.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it's really great that you got it at a young age, because my boy is 17. My girls are 21 and 23. And, you know, the girls, they like to do some partying and all that, and that's totally fine. I was never really a party girl. I was more of a a sweet addict. I'd rather go get ice cream than I would a drink. So that was never like a big thing for me, once in a while, but never a big thing. But I sleep was important to me from the beginning. You know, I didn't really like, because I knew, just like you said, I just don't even feel good. I don't want to do anything. I'm not motivated. And when I had kids, and my first child was at 30, I started a little later. And especially my first child didn't sleep. And it was like, oh my God, how am I going to get through these days? And of course you do, you know, but that was just like another thing, like, yep. Once she starts sleeping, I know that I need to keep up on this. So how do you start your day? Let's start with that.
Well, I start my day with a nice walk. I have a couple yes. little fur babies here. No, no human babies, just fur babies.
Yeah.
And I think every Wednesday is better when we go for a nice mm-hmm. walk. I try really yeah. hard to avoid my phone in the morning for, you know, at least half an hour. So I'm not going to lie. Yep. It's really hard. And I am not it perfect is. About this, you know, it being self-employed and working from home. It's like, oh, let me just check on the emails. Let me check on my calendar mm-hmm. and all the mm-hmm. things. So I try instead, okay, let's check the night before, write down any notes for myself to get it out of my yep. head so that I can sleep well. And then even just take that 30 minutes, go for a walk, you know, make a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, chat mm-hmm. with my partner for a few minutes, and then start the day. And then I like to, just my personal preference, get a chunk of work done, and then later on go exercise, because it helps to break up the day mm-hmm. in that way. And I usually am more of a meditator in the evening, and it helps me sleep, mm-hmm. drift off a little bit easier, kind of calm. It almost takes me from like a sympathetic nervous state of, you know, go, 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 to that parasympathetic, mm-hmm. that rest. And,
gotcha.
And so, yeah, that's how it integrates into my day.
No, I love that too. I start out with the walk, the same thing, it, depending on the weather. If it's really bad, then it's the treadmill and weights and that kind of thing. But, and then some meditation, but then later in the, like, after I've got like a good chunk of work done, say about 3 o'clock, I'll do it again. Even if yeah. it's only 15 yeah. minutes, just to kind of center, relax, I find that is very helpful. So as always, because we're live, sometime one question leads to another and we get sidetracked, but I wanted to go back to kids, younger people. And what would you suggest at your age, 28 years old, what do you suggest for younger people and even their parents with what you've been through? I can tell my part, but What do you tell people that are struggling that with feeling depressed, with just not wanting to feel this way anymore, whatever it is, anxiety? What's your advice as a coach and just person who's been through it?
Yeah. I mean, the first thing I always tell parents and kids is, you know, mm-hmm. this is real. This is mm-hmm. so real. And what you're experiencing is so incredibly hard. And for me, those years were the hardest of my life. So, you know, when yeah. parents diminish or society diminishes, I'm over here saying, no, we hear you. We see you. Like, you know, you're doing it. And this is a challenge. And just mm-hmm. even just starting by validating that experience.
Right.
And then I would move into explaining that mental and physical health are connected. Mm-hmm. And if we can find the things that are, okay, so when you're in that place, right, you're depressed or you're anxious or you're struggling, it's hard to make big changes. Mm-hmm. And what I always tell people is you don't have to make big changes to start. We mm-hmm. want to create a lifestyle that is sustainable and supports health long term. Yeah. Even when it comes to nutrition as a dietitian, I take a very non-diet approach. We want to create an mm-hmm. eating pattern that is good for you and your body and allows for yeah. all the other roles of food, right? The community, the culture, sometimes it's comfort. Mm-hmm. So in thinking about all of these lifestyle pieces, we want to start with just something small that's very little effort that's going to start filling you up. Because right mm-hmm. now you're so drained. Yeah. Right? You're drained mentally, you're drained physically of energy. And if we can get you a couple little wins so that just do something little that's going to start to change your physiology, right? Your mm-hmm. brain chemistry and what's going on in your body to start moving in the right direction, you're going to feel that return on your investment. And you're going, mm-hmm. again, your cup is going to start being filled and you're going to be encouraged, right? Because when we've been feeling like this for so long, like, let's be real, sometimes a little bit of, you know, confidence boost goes a long way. Yes. But again, we know in the body, there will be changes too. So something literally as simple as waking up in the morning at your ideal time, even if it's hard, and getting mm-hmm. a few minutes of sunlight in your eyes, not through a window, not on your screen, not inside, but going outside yeah. and kind of looking at the sky. Maybe a little bonus here, go for a gentle walk. Grab your yes. cup of coffee, your dog, your partner, whatever yes. it is. But that sunlight to your eyes starts to regulate your sleep-wake cycle. If you can do it again in the evening at sunset, bonus there, because that will also help. And that sleep-wake cycle is essential literally for every cell in our body has mm-hmm. this, what we call a circadian rhythm, this 24-hour cycle. And again, what I'm seeing with folks who are struggling with their mental health is the circadian rhythm gets out of whack because you have a hard time sleeping and you're exhausted, mm-hmm. starting with even sunlight. So we find, I mean, there are a million examples like this. We could talk more about this, but starting with something tiny, it's going to start making a difference so you can start heading mm-hmm. in the right direction. So if it's not sleep for you, maybe it's nutrition. And maybe we mm-hmm. want to focus on eating all the colors in the day, all the colors of the rainbow. Right. The colors represent the nutrients that are in foods. And we live in this culture where, you know, diet culture and don't eat this and don't eat that. But what I find for most folks is we're actually not getting enough nourishment. So mm-hmm. if we can start to add back in those nutrients. Remember, food is information. It mm-hmm. tells our body and our brain how to function. So if we can get more nutrients, we're going to, again, start nourishing from the inside. So these little tips and tricks, again, we're not counting calories. We're not, you know, telling you to train for a marathon. It's little things right. that make sense for you. And then once that starts, you're going to start feeling better and you're going to be able to continue that. And one little bite at a time, you know, one little step at a time.
I love that. That's one of my mentors. She says needlepoint moves, just little things, you know, yeah. and then celebrate those wins, whatever it is. Like I took a walk today and even if it was just 10 minutes, you did it and celebrate that, you know. And, you know, one of the things you're saying too, everybody wants to be heard. You know, especially in regards to kids or, I mean, any, it doesn't matter what age you are. You want to be heard. You want to be validated for what you're going through. That is so important. And I have found even like, you know, with my own kids or clients and everything, it's just having that ear, listening, validating what they're going through and then make suggestions. You know, it's up to them for sure. But at the same time, just hearing. Most of us that, well, all of us, that's really all we want and need, you know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we're often not heard, you know, at our doctor's mm-hmm. appointments, mm-hmm. they're less than 10 minutes, right? And it's not anyone's sure. necessarily one person's fault. It's just the system, right? Mm-hmm. That we're working with. And so to be heard is so powerful.
It is. It is. Makes you feel important. There's significance there. When somebody hears you and takes the time, like you're talking about doctors and everything, they're so overrun and it's not even their fault. Sometimes some of them, I mean, there's good and bad of everything, right? Any type of profession, but most doctors I've had, they want to give you the time they can't. It's like, they just got to keep cycling people in and out, in and out, in and out. But when one, I've got my actual, one of my doctors was on the show not that long ago, Dr. Nishath Hakim, she listens. And she takes that time. She's not worried about insurance. She's not worried about anything. She listens. And that's so great. You know? Yeah. So
we need more folks like her.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah. There are some fabulous doctors out there. There really are. And just fabulous coaches like us that care. Cause I know that's a big part of my practice is just listening and making my clients feel significant. And I'm sure it's the same for you. Yeah. So speaking of that, where can everybody find you, my friend?
Yeah. So I'm online at katiehadley.com. That's K-A-Y-T-E-E-H-A-D-L-E-Y. It's a little bit funny spelling of my first name.
I like it. I think it's perfect. And I think it's unique, which is really awesome. Yeah. So we'll be right back, everyone, with more nutrition and health talk. Thank you.
Have you been wondering if this is all there is for you? Feeling the pull that there has to be more? Knowing that you were meant for something big? That is the beginning of your spirit awakening. Your soul is ready to blossom into its truth. Learn how to access your inner priestess with Jamie Hearn, who loves guiding women on the process to becoming exactly who they are. Visit jamiehearn.com. That's J-A-M-I-H-E-A-R-N.com.
To the beautiful soul who is sick and tired of not being the fullest expression of herself. She who is disconnected from herself, her body, her voice, and her power. She's overwhelmed and exhausted from trying to be everything for everyone except for herself. If you hear these words and they stir something within you, then this is for you, beautiful soul. It is time to come home to yourself. Sandra Suarez Dominguez can guide you there. Visit luminousinnerwisdom.com.
Did you know that you hold the greatest truths in your body? Are you ready to feel more confident, claim your desire, and speak it out loud? Are you ready to increase your capacity for pleasure? Yes! The Rediscovering My Body coaching program is for you. Tara Galliano has been transforming women's sexual lives for over 2 decades as a sex therapist. Let her help you. Visit rediscoveringmybody.com. That's rediscoveringmybody.com.
Are you a caregiver who has given everything you have to your loved one and has nothing left for yourself? If you find that you're often feeling drained, overwhelmed, exhausted, angry, and burnt out, then you are in the right place. Debbie Weiss has been a caregiver for over 40 years. She experienced those same emotions until she discovered that she had a secret power. She can help you do the same. For more information, visit caregiversupportsquad.com.
Hormone imbalances aren't just for the ladies. Men experience them too as they age. Are you experiencing low libido, fatigue, low stamina, and low energy? Call Dr. Nishath Hakim for a telehealth consultation, 248-997-4242, and learn more about andropause and hormone replacement therapy. Or visit prosperityhealthmi.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. And my guest today is Katie Hadley, and we've been talking about nutrition and how nutrition and fitness and mental health, they all go together. And you know, Katie, one of the things, like, it just popped in my head. I don't know about you, but I always thought my body was so separate, you know, from my mind, my soul, my spirit, everything. It was just like almost like separate entities, because even though I've always, like, I was raised to eat really healthy and physical activity was part of our life. But I was always like disappointed in my physical self. And I feel bad now, especially at my age now, 3 kids later and 4 pregnancies actually, and 3 kids later, that my body's amazing. But at the time I thought, hips, like weight would go to my hips. And that was just something that I always, like, oh, my body's just separate. Like, it's just, you know, it's the vehicle that takes me around or whatever. But was there a time that you, like, because of what you went through, I guess what I'm trying to say is, did you consider yourself like everything together as one, body, mind, soul? No.
No, I mean, really the first even thought of that connection, of the mind-body connection that I had, was when that therapist recommended me the book about nutrition and mental health. I mean, I really had not considered this, and it was really just a brand new concept. I don't think that it's really talked about much, right? Like, it's not a part of our education.
Right.
And I wouldn't say that it was a part of my upbringing in terms of the mind-body connection, except for when I was told your upset stomach is coming from your anxiety. That was really the only thought that I had, was my mental health can impact my physical health. But I never thought of it as the other way around, and I never really thought of them as being one. I don't know if that's like, that doesn't really, now that I'm thinking about it, it doesn't really make sense, but I only really thought, okay, it goes one direction. If my mental health is suffering, I guess like I feel sick and I feel nauseous and my stomach hurts. But that was really the only thought that went into that. I never thought, what if my, you know, gut's upset? Like, could that be going the other direction? And we actually know that it does. In fact, the gut sends 10 times more signals to the brain than the brain is sending to the gut, right? But that's, we don't amazing. Talk about that aspect. Mm-hmm. So no, I really didn't think of it as one.
You know, when you say that too, it's like, I didn't realize that at all because I had colon cancer. So I learned a lot more when that happened to me. It was so like, I thought of all the cancers to happen to me. I'm a very modest person, bit reserved, and to have that one, which can be absolutely humiliating and humbling to happen to me. I didn't realize just how much goes on in the whole gut, because I always just thought of that as, well, I don't know, kind of gross, you know, that's where you do your business. It's not like, hey, all that other stuff goes on in there. And it's amazing how much our gut health plays in our whole physical well-being.
Huge, huge. Mm-hmm. I really think of the gut almost as like the center of our health. So much starts in the gut. I mean,
yeah.
Mental health, right? The gut-brain connection, that's one. But also thinking about inflammation. If your gut is imbalanced, or if there's inflammation in the gut, that can show up in other areas of the body too. Mm-hmm. That can show up in the joints. So the gut is really so much at the center. And, you know, we have more bacteria and, you know, microbes and everything in our gut than we even have of like our own human cells. So it's such this amazing community. And I get so nerdy about this, so I'm gonna like not go down that rabbit hole, but I'm a total nerd, and I think it's fascinating that we have this community in our gut that can literally determine our health. And we know also now that gut health is, you know, can play a role in our longevity and our sort of brain health long term, right? When we think about like dementia and Alzheimer's and wanting to stay cognitively aware long term, our gut health is essential. But to your point, and especially with teens that I work with, like, we don't want to talk about certain things.
Exactly.
And but if we can think about even things like, okay, our nutrition, what we eat is going to feed those little bugs in our gut, and we want to feed the right bugs, right? So we can focus on kind of other areas, other lifestyle components, to foster a healthy gut microbiome and all of those things. But I did not know about your colon cancer, and I'm so sorry to hear that. And I cannot even imagine what you went through.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But I am free since 2015. I'm doing great. I really appreciate you, though. But that was actually like getting that diagnosis. I was at first just like in shock. I let my husband take the news and just, you know, but the next day I got on the treadmill and my business was born because I was a corporate paralegal, which I still do some of that on the side now. But it actually got me doing what I wanted to do. So to me, it's a blessing. You know, you can always find gifts in the bad.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And isn't that the beauty of life? Like everyone is going to struggle in life, right? That is a part of the human experience, really any living being. And I'm sure, I mean, that's amazing that you started that journey the day after. That is so incredibly profound and insightful, and like to have that forward thinking. You know, for me, it wasn't till years later when I really can look back and see that I was able to turn this suffering into something that I truly believe is beautiful and can give back. So what is the point of our suffering if we can't use it to support other people? And that's, I guess that's really at the root of what I do. And that's really why I opened my private practice, Holistic Health and Wellness, because I'm seeing this divide, right, between mental health care and physical health care. And we need to bring that together. And I'm seeing this approach that many nutrition professionals take of dieting and this unhealthy relationship with food. But for even nutrition professionals who don't take that approach and take a more healthful approach to nutrition and that relationship, we often only focus on the one thing, right? Food, or in fitness, maybe we only focus on movement, right? Mm-hmm. And these are all essential components of health. That's why I created my framework. I call it the 6 lifestyle pillars.
Yes.
Because I saw this gap and I thought, what are all of the things that made a difference for me? And how does the research support that? And how can we marry those two to provide a kind of support that I wish I had. And to be honest, that's my motivation for, you know, speaking with you and trying to spread this message is for folks who are listening, who are in the place that I was in or in a similar place, struggling with chronic symptoms, whether mental health or physical health. You know, there is more you can do. And you know, to try to spread the message of hope and empowerment that you're not alone in this. Your experiences are valid. And if you've been told there's nothing you can do and you just have to live with it, it's just fundamentally not true. There's always something you can do. You just need the right support and the right community. But those people are out there and they want to help. I mean, you're an amazing example of this and the message that you're spreading. So, you know, trying to, like you said, trying to take that suffering that we've experienced and turn it into something beautiful to support other people in this experience that we're all in together.
Yes, I love your passion. It's absolutely beautiful. And, you know, as I talk about a lot is, you know, we get these gifts wrapped in sandpaper sometimes and we have to take the time to open them. And I think I was born to do what I do from day one. But it wasn't like, I guess I'm one of those, what do you call it? Like a, not a slow learner, but sort of like I had to have bricks dumped on my head, which was my cancer to say, all right, now's the time. Are you ready yet? Are you going to do it? And I needed something like that to say, okay, come on, it's time to live your passion right now. It's time to help other people with, you know, because I know we can overcome anything. I am proof of it. And so are you. We can. There isn't anything we can't get through and move forward from and take those lessons in there and make them into something beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think you're onto something in terms of thinking of sometimes it takes time to really tap into that. Mm-hmm. And I think we do see this a lot when it comes to prioritizing our health. Sometimes it takes a health scare or a diagnosis or a loved one, watching a loved one suffer, to really take our own health seriously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not everyone waits to that point, but so often we do, and we don't have to. Right? We can take more of a preventative approach versus a reactive approach, right? Instead of a sick care model that we have, focusing on a health care model and not just, oh, you have this thing going on right in this moment. Let's put out the fire. Yeah, we need to put out the fire. But also, the lack of disease doesn't mean full health or full wellness, right? Just because you don't have a diagnosis doesn't mean that you're living at your optimal health. And so really taking a deep look at how is my experience in my body and in my mind, and am I essentially living the life I want to live? Because at the end of the day, health is simply a tool that we use to live the life we want to live. And if you're not living that best life because of your health, it's time. You don't have to wait.
I absolutely agree. And I think that's wonderful. You know, one of the things you said just a little while back, I just want to circle back just for a moment, that sometime I think your generation is much, much, much better than mine. Things were so embarrassing in my day. It's like, even with the whole monthly, you know, cycle for a woman and everything, I wouldn't even buy what I needed unless I bought a bunch of other things, right? Your generation doesn't do that. My kids are not embarrassed by the stuff that I was. But growing up in my household was more of a, you know, things like a sex and all that was taboo. You don't talk about stuff like that. It's dirty or whatever the case, not healthy. but I think your generation is changing it, but I hope things get more normalized that we can even say, my God, our part body parts without cringing or making up funny names. We can actually say things. That needs to, I think more health and healing will happen if we can even speak the words of our body even.
That's such a good point. That is the almost like shame of our own bodies, right?
Yes.
Our own bodily functions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we know that certain groups of people are less likely to bring up certain health concerns,
right?
Because of that stigma. And I think the mm-hmm. same could be said about mental health, right?
Oh,
if you hear or know someone with depression or PTSD, right? We talk about it mm-hmm. in hushed tones. We don't really,
yep.
versus someone with cancer. And we do, you know, at least on the surface, there's more like, oh yes, we support this person. I don't know how that experience was for you on a more personal level, but when it comes to mental health, it's still so hush hush.
I know it is. And that's a huge change. I mean, that's a huge shift that needs to happen. You know, everybody deserves to be treated with respect, no matter whether they have cancer or if they have, or they're bipolar or whatever the case, things need to be more normalized because this is real. You know, it's not like this is even way before my time, but the whole like even like lepers or something that were put away in these colonies. That is, you know, geez, people, there's no humanity when people are thrown aside because they've got some kind of condition like bipolar or, you know, whatever the case. It's nothing wrong with somebody. It's just something that's gone wrong, you know, and they deserve treatment. And, you know, it's just, yeah. I could go on that about that for days. So we need to take a break. We'll be right back, everyone, with some final.
Did you know that you hold the greatest truths in your body? Are you ready to feel more confident, claim your desire, and speak it out loud? Are you ready to increase your capacity for pleasure? Yes. The Rediscovering My Body coaching program is for you. Tara Galliano has been transforming women's sexual lives for over 2 decades as a sex therapist. Let her help you. Visit rediscoveringmybody.com. That's rediscoveringmybody.com.
To the beautiful soul who is sick and tired of not being the fullest expression of herself. She who is disconnected from herself, her body, her voice, and her power. She's overwhelmed and exhausted from trying to be everything for everyone except for herself. If you hear these words and they stir something within you, then this is for you, beautiful soul. It is time to come home to yourself. Sandra Suarez Dominguez can guide you there. Visit luminousinnerwisdom.com.
Have you been wondering if this is all there is for you? Feeling the pull that there has to be more? Knowing that you were meant for something big? That is the beginning of your spirit awakening. Your soul is ready to blossom into its truth. Learn how to access your inner priestess with Jamie Hearn, who loves guiding women on the process to becoming exactly who they are. Visit jamiehearn.com. That's jamiehearn.com.
Menopause looks like more than just hot flashes. Are you in your 40s and experiencing fatigue, unexplained weight gain, moodiness, or low libido? This may be a hormone imbalance. Feel like yourself again with help from Dr. Nishath Hakim at Prosperity Health. Call today for a telehealth consultation, 248-997-4242. That's 248-997-4242. Or visit prosperityhealthmi.com.
Are you a caregiver who has given everything you have to your loved one and has nothing left for yourself? If you find that you're often feeling drained, overwhelmed, exhausted, angry, and burnt out, then you are in the right place. Debbie Weiss has been a caregiver for over 40 years. She experienced those same emotions until she discovered that she had a secret power. She can help you do the same. For more information, visit caregiversupportsquad.com.
Well, Welcome back to everyone to Transformation with Martinet. And we are on our friend a little bit here, and we wanted to, Katie has a special six pillars of mental and physical health. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. So like I mentioned, I had this kind of varying background. I studied psychology and kinesiology and nutrition and functional medicine, and really through all these experiences, I really wanted to put them together to provide this more integrated approach and even just a framework to think about it, right? What are the different aspects of our lifestyle that impacts our wellness, our physical and mental wellness? And so that's where I came up with these six lifestyle pillars. And this is really to, again, how to think about, if we take the analogy of a tree, and our symptoms are the leaves and the branches and the things we can see, you know, we're often focused on, okay, trim that away and trim that away, and we'll manage this symptom and, you know, try to keep it looking okay and, you know, kind of get by. But I'm really worried about what's at the roots, right? What is at the root cause of our symptoms and our health concerns? And if we address the roots, the leaves and the branches, and the tree becomes just beautiful again, right? And thrive, not just surviving, but thriving. We used to think our genetics determined our health, but now we know that that's not true. About only 20% of our health outcomes are determined by genetics, because they can literally be turned on and off by our lifestyle. Okay, so this is the true roots to me. So what do I mean by lifestyle? Six lifestyle pillars. So the first one is personalized nutrition. And I say personalized because everyone is different, right? We know there are foundational important nutrition aspects, but everyone is different in terms of their unique needs, their lifestyle, their preferences, certain disease states, certain deficiencies. So personalizing nutrition. The second one is functional fitness. This is a movement that allows you to go about your daily life, right? Getting down on the floor and playing with your kids, or going on a bike ride, or grocery shopping, or right, just being fit in a way that allows you to live.
Yes.
The next one is optimizing that sleep-wake cycle that we talked about, right? Again, all of our organs, our cells, like down to our genetics, we have this 24-hour sleep-wake cycle that needs to be in sync with the world, the sun, to optimize our health. The fourth pillar is reducing our toxic load. So we have systems in the body that are amazing at detoxifying, right? The liver, the kidneys, the skin, when we breathe, when we, all of these things. But we also live in a world where there's pesticides and herbicides and heavy metals and mold and, makeup, skincare products. And we know that those can interfere with hormones. They can impact mental health. They can increase the risk of cancer. So we want to reduce our toxic load. The fifth pillar is daily mindfulness, right? This is that component you talked about. For some people, it's meditation. Others, it might be some kind of moving practice. But I also think about this in terms of mindful relationship with food, mindful relationship with our body, bringing awareness to all of this and incorporating those aspects. And finally, we have a supportive community. And I think this is kind of the foundation of the six pillars, because without support and community, like, who are we?
Right.
Humans are such communal animals, really, and we need one another. We need that support. And, you know, I work with folks all the time who don't have it at home, and that makes it so much more challenging and even more important to have, you know, some kind of guidance from maybe a healthcare professional or a coach or whoever it is. But having that support and community of folks that can, you can speak with them about your health in an open and honest way, and you have the emotional support and maybe the tangible support too, right? And all of those things. So those are really the six lifestyle pillars that I encourage everyone to really take a look at when you're thinking about, okay, I'm ready to start, you know, prioritizing my health, and look at the six and take a little inventory for yourself. Where are you at in each of these pillars? Because it's a very individualized approach. Not everyone needs support with toxins. not everyone needs support with their sleep, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a unique little cocktail for each person. And so if you can take inventory and identify the areas that you need the most support in, or maybe that you need to do the most quote unquote work on, mm-hmm. right? You can think about it. Is this pillar, my lifestyle, is this fostering my health or diminishing my health? Nutrition, is it fostering or diminishing? Movement, right? For each of
yes.
them. So that you can identify what areas to really put your focus on. And then remember those little like bite-sized starting places, right? Mm-hmm. Pick something small to start with.
That absolutely.
Doable, that you can start integrating today. And if you want or need support with that, go after that. But remember, everything is connected. Your mental health, your physical health, your lifestyle. And that is really the way to create optimal wellness. Look at those roots. That's where the answers are.
That's beautiful. I love that. It's so true. And we are worth it, right? Oh. We are worth it.
Oh, I love that you said that. That is such a good reminder.
Yeah, if I could impart that on younger people especially, you are worth it. Don't put this off until you get older. You know, one of my mentors, he was 72 years old at the time. He was an attorney I worked for. And he said, I am 72 years old. I'm sitting across from you. I have no pain. None. That's always stuck in my head. We must take care of ourselves.
Yeah, 100%. And how can we even, you know, if you're a parent or a caregiver, or if you just have friends or community, how can you give to others? Too,
absolutely.
Because that's a big concern, right? Oh, I have to give, I have to take care. How can you give if your cup isn't full, if you're not taking care of yourself?
Exactly. Take care of you. So where can people find you again one more time?
Yes, katiehadley.com is where you can find me, also on Instagram at Katie Hadley. I offer free discovery calls. So if you're interested in chatting more about your health, what kind of support you're looking for, feel free to reach out. Let's set up a time to chat and talk about how all of this is connected and how you can start working towards living that best life, really moving from surviving to thriving.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much, Katie. It was an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And thank you everyone for listening today. And we will see you next week, Fridays, 1 p.m. Eastern and 10 a.m. Pacific. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Transformation with Martinet. Did listening today spark a sense of hope and possibility? Hold on to this feeling and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific for more inspiring conversations with Martinet and her guests. They will show you there is hope and you are right where you need to be. Martinet is dedicated to supporting you right where you are while launching you towards promise, passion, and possibility that leads to the fulfilled life your heart aches for. If you're tired of being stuck, schedule a complimentary consultation with Martinet and get on the exciting path towards the life you want to be living. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.